Several nights pass before Mama Possum decides it's time for more training. While her 13 little ones chew on a special snack, an 8-inch long, slimy, salty, yellow-green slug, she gets down to business. Tonight, we learn about the last kind of monster, the worst kind of monster, our greatest enemy. Apple Blossom stops eating. What could be worse than the people and the cars and the trucks? Mama says, a group known as the Harrys. The little possums erupt into an explosion of overlapping voices. The Harrys? The Scaries? Or the maraschino cherries? Antonio is the one who brought up the cherries. No one else has any idea what he's talking about. Mama waits until they quiet down and then explains. There are many types of Harrys. Apple Blossom looks at her brothers and sisters. Are we Harrys? Mama's eyes get wide. We are marsupials that have hair. That's very different. She exhales and continues. Cats are a single category of Harrys, but I'm not going to bother with them because you are big enough now to fend them off. The Harrys that can ruin our lives are known as dogs. The baby possums absorb the word dog. It does have a hard sound to it. Mama continues, these creatures are the sworn enemy of all possums, big and small, young and old, weak and strong. Dogs are covered in fur. They have tails and can dig. They move on 4 feet and they have sharp teeth and they use them. And unlike people, these monsters are not filled with fear. Dogs are highly unpredictable and can appear in the daytime or at night. In a single lunge, a dog can rip off your head. And that's what kind of threat they are. Amlet and Angie and Alberta and Ajax and Abdul and Alan and Alphonse and Atticus and Alejandro and Elisa and Augusta and Antonio and Apple Blossom hook tails. This is very bad news. Antonio speaks for the group. Do dogs make noise? Do we hear them coming? Mama Possum looks relieved. Yes, Antonio. Dogs bark. But you can't count on that to warn you. She points to a house in the distance. There is some good news, though. Dogs are very needy and don't live by themselves. They have relationships with people. But not all people have dogs. You must learn which houses have dogs. You must avoid those places. Apple Blossom feels a little bit better. She can tell that Antonio and Amlet do, too. Most of the others bounce back completely. Alejandro hooks his arm through Augusta's and they twirl around. Augusta squeals, we find the people without the dogs and we stay away from the cars and the trucks and then the show can begin. Mama Possum puts a stop to the dancing. No, it's not that simple. Dogs are the worst of the worst. They keep a possum from drifting off to sleep as the sun comes up because behind every closed date, the dog could be waiting. Apple Blossom's voice isn't much more than a whisper. So what do we do? For the first time, Mama Possum smiles. We die. The possums exchange looks. What is she talking about? Mama continues. Dogs like live things much, much, much more than dead things. Alphonse raises his tail. I don't understand. Are you saying we don't put up a fight? Mama Possum lowers her voice. They all lean in. That's right. We do not fight. We do not run. Dogs are always bigger, faster, and stronger than we are. But, as I was saying, if they see a dead thing, they stop. They investigate, but with caution. They do not like dead things. Apple Blossom's voice is small. Why, we eat dead things. Mama sighs. We can't compare ourselves to them. We are a higher life form. People feed dogs. It's part of their evil alliance. And there are people and dogs who kill for sport. All of the baby possums start talking at once. Who kills for sport? They're monsters, all right. They are the most awful of the awful. Mama Possum quiets them down by waving her arms in the air. So now you see why I ask you over and over again to learn to act. This is how we trick them. We act dead. probably aren't really dead. It's an art form. It must look real. Amlet's chest puffs out and he bellows in a loud and showy voice, "To be or not to be, that is the question." Mama Possum smiles again. "Yes, Amlet, well done." Apple Blossom looks down at her feet. She doesn't practice acting as much as she should, but Mama Possum is reassuring. "Don't worry, little ones. Part of our fake dying is out of our control. In the event of a true crisis, instinct takes over and we look stricken because we are stricken." Antonio adds, "So fear makes you feel like you're really having a heart attack?" Mama Possum explains, "When something really, truly scares us, all kinds of things happen. Our lungs slow down, our arms and legs go limp, and then they turn stiff. Our eyes fall shut, and for some of us, our tongues roll out and spit starts bubbling from the corners of our mouths." A smile spreads across Mama Possum's face. There's more good news to share. The final touch is smell. Dead things stink. That's just a fact. And to add to the illusion of death, we possums can release a gas, a real stink bomb. The possums get all giggly as relief washes over them like a warm dip in a backyard bird bath. Mom and Possum adds, "The stink gas is one of our most important gifts. It tricks dogs and people into thinking that we are yesterday's news. Dead is dead. Only in our case, dead isn't dead. Dead is the only way to stay alive." Mama Possum raises her arms wide and high and spreads her fingers. "So you see, my beautiful babies, we are the true performers of the animal kingdom. We are the stars."